Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and I talk about food and wine and stuff. It's The Good Life, so I can talk about anything. I like to talk about pies sometimes. You know, my wife put together not only a cookbook, but a whole video series about pies in Kansas, and it's simply called The Pie Way Kansas Style. If you didn't see it when it first ran during the pledge rush several months ago, it's going to run again this Sunday at 1 p.m., and you can purchase the DVD or the cookbook at the KPTS website. And she's done such a good job. And we've been working it, and I think we're going to team up, and we're going to do fried chicken Kansas style. So that should be good. But anyway, so Sunday, November 17th, 1 p.m. on KPTS Channel 8, if you got I don't know what it is on Cox, but if you have AT&T UVerse, it's on Channel 8. So find it. Anyway, good fun.
Find it.
Bethy does a good job. Let me tell you another quick thing. Walzer, all this weekend, Walzer Auto Campus at 13th and Greenwich, is collecting food items or money and for the Kansas Food Bank. It's that time of year, and the Walzer Foundation does so much charitable work. And if you bring food, for every they'll donate a dollar for every pound of food they collect. And, you know, it doesn't take too many cans to make a pound. So think of what you would like to have not only for Thanksgiving but after Thanksgiving and take it to the Walzer Auto Campus. Any of the outlets, the vehicle outlets, would take the food and they'll donate to the Kansas Food Bank. It's a good thing. And don't forget, you know, if you haven't been – since we migrated to radio.com, now we have a new app, the radio.com app. If you have that on your device, you can listen anytime, anywhere. And there's a new function. Not only can you listen on demand, but during live programming, during that 24-hour segment, you can go back and say if you missed Hannity in the afternoon and it's now 10 o'clock at night, you can go back and rewind and listen to the entire show. If you're listening to a show live, you can pause it while you go fix lunch, and you can restart it. Download the radio.com app, and don't forget, if you have smart speakers like Amazon Alexa or Sonos, you can simply say, "Hey, Alexa, play KNSS Radio." I do it all the time because it is even more than food, wine, and fun. It's the best talk radio in all of Kansas.
You have a good radio.
You know what we didn't do, Max? We didn't give away a copy of the book. What's wrong with me? Can we do it now? Will you take calls? Good. So in the first half, we talked about Air Fryer Revolution by Uvashi Petre, and all you got to do is call in now. The number is 316-869-1330. 316-869-1330. Max will take down your address and phone number, and we'll get a copy of this fun book to you. Now, Guy drinks a lot of wine, but you knew that. I am blessed in that I don't have any problems with headaches and congestion and skin flushing, and rarely these days do I ever have anything remotely like a hangover.
Really?
But if you go to purewine.com, drinkpurewine.com, you can learn about the products that my next guest has put together with his son, Dr. David Meadows. Thanks for being a part of The Good Life today.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be part of your program.
I got to tell you something. You guys have done a tremendous job of marketing and putting out information. I love the way you use social media. I love the website and the printed material that I got from the publicist. All the great stuff. And then I have used I haven't used the wave yet, but I intend to do that tonight because it's just me and the wifey at home. But I have introduced the wand to a few of my wine-drinking friends that have a documented and repetitive symptoms of relatively minor red wine consumption. Face flushing, turning all red, and they tried the wand, which is, I hope you don't mind, I described it as something like a tea bag on the end of a nifty little stick, and they did it at my house, and they left the evening going, wow, no flushing, no red face, no allergic reaction to some of the things that wine that cause people that stuff. So obviously it works, and you've done independent studies. But let's talk about you, your son, and why you came up with this concept.
Well, it just a real quick background is that I had to stop drinking wine about 10 years ago myself because having the headaches and the nasal congestion and feeling really lousy the next day, it just wasn't worth drinking wines. And what I found was that I couldn't really determine ahead of time what was going to give the problems. One time it would be one type of wine, and another night it would be another problem. And so my background being biomedical engineering and working in large medical device and pharmaceutical companies, I kind of knew some of the symptoms of being an allergy related. It's not really an allergy, but it's a histamine related kind of symptoms that we get. And what happens is as we age, we lose the ability to process these histamines. It's just a natural part of the aging process, particularly for women around middle age, as estrogen levels decline, you get these age-onset allergies, and those are triggered. They'll trigger things like migraine headaches. There'll be the flushing from starts at the sort of the chest level and moves up to the head, and then you'll end up with irritable bowel syndrome for some people. Some people will end up having swollen knuckles and joints from red wine, and you really don't correlate it to a particular wine, and you say, well, I only had a glass or two, but sometimes just a half a glass will trigger those kind of reactions. So we're working very closely with migraine headaches organizations because of these kind of symptoms.
Well, all wines as a natural byproduct of the fermentation process have sulfites, and a lot of people think that sulfites are a key to their some of their less than desirable effects after drinking wine. Does the wand and the pouring device, the wave, do they both work well against sulfites?
Yes, that was one of the main criteria we had when Derek and I were developing this, is that it needed to remove the sulfites because there are a few people who are sensitive to sulfites. And the way you can do the what we call the differential diagnosis is that if you have a sensitivity to champagnes or white wines, then it's truly a sulfite sensitivity. It's probably not an allergy, because then you'd have, you know, an anaphylactic kind of response. But if it's white wines, you need to remove the sulfites, because white wines typically have about 5 to 10 times the amount of sulfites because they're very unstable. You have to put those sulfites in there so you'll get a nice shelf life with them. But if you've got red wine sensitivities, they don't put nearly as much sulfites in there because they don't need it. And that's the histamines. The histamines, again, like exactly what you said, those are natural byproduct of fermentation. It's been in wine for the last 9,000 years. And so it's going to be in the wine for the next 9,000 years because that's what happens when the yeast start digesting the proteins that are in the skins of red wine, of red grapes.
Yeah. It's, you know, it begs the question, and I tasted some wine that had been wand, and I got nothing other than just great wine. And I think when you and your son first did this, you had a wine that you were both fond of, and when you finally hit on the formula that worked, it was an aha moment. What about, you know, filtration is something that has been around for wine for a long time, and a lot of people are proponents of certainly at least fining with either bentonite or egg whites, what have you. But filtration in the early days, whether they use diatomaceous earth or paper filters, can take out some of the really good parts of wine. Mm-hmm. What about the wand and the wave?
That was there were two criteria that we had really that were non-negotiables when we were developing this. First is that you couldn't remove any of the good things in wine. And just like you're saying, that's going to be the tannins. We didn't want to remove any of the tannins. We didn't remove any of the what they call phenolics, the antioxidants. The fancy names were resveratrol and quercetin. And so we went through several dozen wines throughout the entire world during our testing and confirmed that we didn't remove any of those. And we sent them to a third-party independent lab. It's the leading wine testing lab in the world in Napa, California, and tested that to make sure we weren't doing anything bad to the wine. Very fundamental. And the next, because everybody wants to make sure that their wine isn't going to have the taste affected, is that we worked with one of the leading sommelier schools in Florida that trains wine tasting. They call it organoleptic testing, a fancy name for just taste testing. And we went through two well-controlled studies through that sommelier school, and they actually show that there was no distinguishable difference. And actually, when you do a forced choice between the treated and the untreated, or the filtered and unfiltered, the sommeliers and also the lay consumer preferred the treated wine, because you're removing those bitter notes that sometimes will be in a wine that has a lot of histamines in it. So that was just the aha moment for us when we saw the results that came back from not only our laboratory testing, but also from the taste testing, that we really were not doing anything negative to the wine, and we were actually now making it possible for people who love wine to come back and enjoy it again without the side effects.
Well, it's just such an interesting concept, and like I said, when I tasted some of the wine after using a wand, no difference in taste, but then if it helps with the histamine and sulfites and things like that, wonderful. But then what about, I know some of the printed material references reducing the potential for or the severity of a hangover. And we all know that's usually because you over-imbibed. I know you didn't invent this so people could over-imbibe and not have the resulting headache. But does it really help with hangovers?
Well, and that's such an interesting question, because one of the first things we did when we were doing consumer testing was that we asked people about that hangover. And what you'll find is that people will say, well, I had a hangover the next day and I drank one or two or three glasses. That isn't nearly enough wine typically to cause what would be a true hangover associated with alcohol, meaning the ethanol in wine, because one glass of wine is equivalent to one bottle of beer, which is equivalent to one shot of vodka. So that's the same amount of alcohol. And so what we've asked people to do when we go through this, because there's an education process that is often helpful for people, we ask them, if you drink, let's say, one shot of a vodka, do you get any side effects from that the next day? And typically people will say no. But then they'll say, oh my gosh, I drink one glass of a certain type of red wine and I feel terrible the next day. I have a hangover. But it's really not associated with the ethanol, in that it's associated with these histamines that will cause these bad effects the next day.
And if you over-imbibe, you get a lot more histamines.
That's exactly right. So they do correlate. So if you're drinking two or three bottles of wine, yes, certainly that would be like 2 6-packs of beer.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not even that's not what we're encouraging, for sure. We don't want to encourage overconsumption.
Doc, you know, we've never met before, but you said if you're drinking two bottles of wine, which is a lot for most people, but for me it's kind of like a normal Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you, it's interesting, because being sort of a science type person, I've gone and done those estimates on what your blood alcohol would be with a bottle or two bottles of wine, and it's really not that high. You wouldn't be wanting to be behind a car.
No.
But for men, that isn't that high of a blood alcohol if you pace it over a period of several hours.
Right, and then if you're huge like I am, I'm really a man and a half.
Okay.
I'm not so proud of it, Doc, but yeah.
Aren't you proud of it?
Oh, what a treat. Well, Doc, I think it's a interesting product. It seems to work well. And, folks, you need to take a look. It's easy to order online. Do you envision being available in other locales, or is it already available on the shelf somewhere?
We've actually been on market for a couple of years now. So we're in Amazon, we're one of Amazon's leading products in their category. And we're in over 4,000 retail locations. Those who are within your listening area, they may have Total Wines, they may have Total Wine and More stores, they may have Specs or HEB stores, or even Meijer Grocery, BevMo. We're in, like I said, a lot of different retail locations also. So, but certainly you can go to Amazon or drinkpurewine.com.
Yeah, I like it. Well, congratulations. I think it's an interesting thing. Pass on my congratulations to Derek and keep up the good work. If you can, I wish you could come up with a wand that would take calories out of wine. That would be good.
We'll work on that.
Well, have a great weekend, my friend. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and congratulations on an interesting product.
Thank you for your program. I really enjoyed talking with you about it.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right. Hey,
bye-bye.
Folks, if you want to learn more about this, you just got to go to drinkpurewine.com. Interesting. And it's nifty packaging and the apparatus that you use to put in a bottle. So now everybody can take the benefit, and we don't have to have the wand sticking out of everybody's individual glass. So you can purify and aerate as you filter a whole bottle through the wave, the other product. So it's two things, the wand and the wave, and you can learn more at drinkpurewine.com. Speaking of drinking wine, Connor's not old enough, so he'll have to watch, but I unfortunately am triply old enough.
Well, I'm 9 years old, okay?
Yeah, I know. But someday when you're 21, you could have a sip of wine with
me. Why would I want a sip of wine?
Yeah, that's a good answer. Keep that. The wine of the week comes up next. It is an Alsatian Riesling that is dry, fruit-forward, aromatic, and perfect with Thanksgiving turkey.
I hope you like it.
Oh, I know I'm going to like it.
Okay.
I got Connor. He's my my shadow today. And between he and I, we'll tell you to don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you for watching The Good Life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.